Good morning. We will take as our text today Proverbs chapter 1, beginning in verse 10. Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait for blood, let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse." My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird, but these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. I wanted to share this word from Proverbs with you this morning, not because I think that any of us need the admonition ourselves, right, as far as I know. But frankly, I've personally never been tempted to plot destruction or to conspire to ambush people, steal things. But we've seen over the past week that there are plenty of people who are tempted to do these kinds of things, at least under the right circumstances. And so I want us to share this word to equip us to address the confusion that is out in the world surrounding this. Over the past week, I've been asked, what are we supposed to think about what's going on across the country? Right, what are we supposed to think about everything that is going on? That's a huge question, by the way, and I'm only covering one small facet of it. In this message out of the Proverbs, I think it's important that we discern things rightly and that we think through things biblically. And whenever you have a lot of trouble going on all at once, things tend to run together, right? In some corners, that leads us to a temptation to romanticize and to even valorize violent insurrection, looting, rioting. I don't suspect that this is a huge temptation in our own circles. It is a temptation in a lot of places. You will see all kinds of justifications made. Things like, you've got to understand the emotions that are going on, or this is just a release for all this pent-up tension, people just reacting naturally to the injustices that have happened. All kinds of justifications given for this. Solomon lays it out very plainly for us here. That path, the looting and the rioting, that path is like laying a snare for yourself. It has nothing to do with the legitimate grievances of the people who are protesting police brutality. All right, stealing a set of lamps from Target or stealing a whole cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory does absolutely nothing to address problems in our policing. And I don't know if you've seen those videos. I mean, they're humorous in their own way. They're, not to try to make light of sin, but you see a woman walking out of the Cheesecake Factory just with a whole cheesecake, just walking out. She's not bought it, right? The Cheesecake Factory was looted. This was at a Cheesecake Factory in Seattle. Kind of humorous. But Solomon, again, lays out what it is, right? It's opportunistic theft, right? Busting out windows, setting fire to gas stations and small businesses. It does absolutely nothing to help the oppressed. It usually makes their plight much, much worse. And so I want us to consider that we need to discern rightly. All right, the Bible has nothing to say against the protests. In fact, the other end of Proverbs, and let's go ahead and turn there. We've got the time. Proverbs chapter 31. Let's read verses 8 and 9. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. Right, the Bible tells us we're to speak out on behalf of the oppressed. Right, the protests themselves, again, the Bible has absolutely nothing against. But let no man say that looting and rioting are justified. They're not justified as understandable reactions to current events. They're not justified as useful tactics in achieving the goals of justice. Right, that's an argument that I've heard literally every day over the past week. Right, and those that make the argument, I'm not paraphrasing here, this is the literal argument that's made. Rioting works. And from a purely pragmatic perspective, you might even say, oh yeah, I can see that. Right? But morally, it does nothing to justify what is being done. Right? Let no man say that these acts are justified as a response to the injustices committed by the police. Right? Even though we have seen plenty of that over the past week. There have been many instances of brutality over the past week. And this, by the way, this proverb in Proverbs chapter 1 applies just as much to the police as it does to everybody else. But instead, let us take care to observe what the law commands. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 2, you shall not fall in with the many to do evil. Right? It's bound up in that old common sense that I think all of our mothers taught us, two wrongs don't make a right. And so the call this morning is to heed the wisdom of Solomon, to not fall in with the many to do evil, and to not justify those who do. If you're here among us and you have not answered the call to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, we invite you to do that today. Repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, and be baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection. If you're subject to the call, won't you come as together we stand and sing?